Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 6th of October, 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. I'm here in my podding shed bedroom, basically. We've got curtains up. Hopefully the echo is going to be a bit more reduced, but there's still things we need to do, and I'm looking around seeing more areas that need a bit of work. I know if I move sometimes it can help reduce the echo, so if you are having a bit of an echo, I apologize, but we are working on it to try and tackle this to make it a bit more productive, a bit more better. Anyway, that's not what we're going to be talking about today so much. It's Sunday, 6th of October. So, what have we got coming up today? I'm going to keep this one a little bit short because I need to get off tonight because I want an early night before our carpet fitters come in tomorrow. Now, one thing that we've done today is we have, of course, sown the green calabrese, green sprouting calabrese. This is a popular vegetable and one that I think we must grow. Basically, it's broccoli. Just a different... Well, calabrese and broccoli are often the same sort of thing, but calabrese is usually ready in the spring. Broccoli is more summer autumn crop. So what I've done is I've sown them in my seed trays. I've actually sown one seed about 1 centimeter deep in a plug plant trainer, and I do that because it just saves time. They would germinate. I'll keep them indoors. I could put them in my heated propagators, but I probably won't do that. But they'll be indoors in my sowing station. Once they germinate, I would expect them to pretty much be growing within a week or two. And we'll just keep them under the grow lights for a little bit of time until they start to grow healthy and we can pot them up. We can pot them up once they start to develop their true leaves. Give them a bit more space. And then what we're going to do is gradually harden them off to outdoor conditions in the garden. Ideally, what we need to do is get them into either an unheated greenhouse or cold frame just to keep them going, because these are going to be a bit of a struggle to, not so much a struggle to get through the winter, but if they're outdoors, they're going to be too young to really cope with any cold weather. So a cold frame, a greenhouse will do just as well. And then come late winter, early spring, we can actually plant them in their final location. Once the risk of hard frost has passed, we'll give them about 45 centimetres of space, water them in well, and then they don't need much care. Just protect them from young pests, give them a bit of protection from pigeons, slugs, and maybe sheltered from extreme weather with fleeces or blankets. And then we can expect to harvest some of those broccoli, young little broccoli, early spring when fresh greens are really appreciated, right in that hunger gap. Really, really easy to grow. I've not really grown many of them in the past, but we've had a good result with broccoli this year, so I'm definitely looking to grow more of it. Now, I was talking today on our live stream about some of our successes. There was a question that came up, and I've had quite a few surprises. We've had a lot of failures. Don't get me wrong, we've had a lot of failures this year, but we're not focusing on the negatives. We want to be positive. So the positives have been that we have had some good potatoes. We've had some good garlic. We've had some good onions. We've had some good broccoli and cabbages and brassicas. So there's been a lot of good things. But one thing that I harvested this weekend that has been exceptionally good are our grapes. Now, I've got a grapevine outside and it's 3-4 years old, I think. It's been growing quite well. We've got a couple of grapevines, actually. One that is indoors, but this one outside, it's been getting a bit too big. I've got to give it a good prune, but it's been growing quite well and it's produced a lot of grapes this year. We've harvested those grapes on Friday and they are going down so well. They're really tasty. I filled up an entire crate with grapes. I've made some grape jelly. I've made some raisins as a bit of an experiment, and we're going to try and make some grape juice as well. But I'm really impressed with grapes, and that's been for us one of the biggest surprises this year, because we just did really well with them. So I'm interested, what has been your biggest successes or your surprises this year? It was a great question that came up in the live stream. And there's quite a few answers to that. Chilies and people finding tools in places they didn't expect to find them after they lost them years ago, things like that. So this is one of those times that people really appreciate gardening. Now, one of the other things I want to quickly talk to you about, as I said, this is probably going to be a short one tonight, but I had an Apple Day I attended yesterday. This is part of our local community garden project that I spoke to you or had on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, Jason and Beth and everyone involved. Now, I've been chatting with this community garden project quite a bit because I'm hoping to try and get some content out of them, work with them a bit more. But this Apple event, it was pretty good yesterday. It's the first one they've did. They were absolutely exhausted, but they did tours of the community orchard. There was a couple of stalls, mostly charities, no real sellers or anything, but it was a good event because it was free. I think there could be better and more that we can do, which we are looking to do in the future. But for the first one, it was a great success. Best of all, I had a chat with quite a few people. So there's a guy who I've got to know quite a bit at these sort of events who's getting involved. He's in charge of our local allotments and he's having a chat with me and seeing what we can do. So a lot of good things going on there. Roxy's just eating something and chewing and saying she shouldn't. But a lot of good things. This is why I say it's good to get involved with our local community and see what we can all do together. So well worth popping along. If you are into your gardening, popping along to these local events to see what we can do. That was Amanda storming in there because I can see the vibration through the vibration in this new room. Yeah, hopefully when the carpet is fitted, that is going to improve. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this one up. Apologies for all these little kinks that we're trying to work out, but we will get there in the end. Right, I will be back again on tomorrow with preparing the allotment and the garden for winter, and we will be back again on Thursday with another Supporters Club podcast where hopefully all these little fine-tuning is going to be sorted. You take care. I'll speak to you again next time.